start with participation numbers, sorry. It feels like just one extra week and I'm already out of there.
Seven plus zero is seven. Daryl?
6 plus 2.
4.
9.
I'm sorry.
9.
Josh?
8 plus 0.
I'll have to get back to you on that.
6.
Oh, okay. Or 7.
7.
7?
Yes.
6 and 1.
6 plus 1.
6 and 1.
Approval of August minutes. You know, regular minutes.
Okay. I move.
Laura said yes. Second. Daryl, approval of August 22nd minutes.
Yes.
How about approval of the September 12th special minutes?
Approved.
Laura says yes.
Okay.
So we want to ask if there's any requests to change the order of items on the agenda. And I received a request from for Jerry's
for the financial planning committee
to go
right either right before or right after the budget, just to consolidate those two items.
Okay.
Not that they're one item, but
reserve and the
so number two. Bring the update on the land agreement up to discussion of the budget?
Yes. Yeah, one for that, and then I don't think the other one is up.
Okay. Anything else? No?
I suggested that we add at the end of administrative items, discuss the agenda for the October 8th meeting.
Okay.
The next Tuesday,
Okay. Any other additions or changes? No. So for reports, what we ask is if you have a report that would like to be, if you would like to give feedback on at this meeting, if you just let me know, and then we'll pick it up once we get through the business. Laura or Daryl, did your group want to give any feedback on the reports? I think it's 1 through 6.
Yes, number 1 and number 5.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bookkeeper reports.
We have some feedback on the community support, community center report.
Okay.
And Angie, you have feedback on the roads report.
Yes, I do on roads.
Okay.
Okay.
Imaginary heights and WK, any other? We don't have any old business, and we're on to right of first refusal for anyone on Charles' property. Do we need group trust interest in pursuing a purchase of this property? draft of the 2025 assessment budget. One major increase in the proposed budget is based on 3.4 CC expenses for repair, maintenance, and labor costs. And then there's two attachments.
Do we have some feedback on that?
Okay.
Yeah,
so we'll start. Daryl, go ahead, Daryl.
Okay, none of us really like something that's going up, but we recognize that it's necessary. And then we also, the community, we also know the community center has been supported by the investment fund for several years, and that maybe that should be moved over to supporting the community sort of investment that went up. And then when we got to the income, we, as everybody, I think, believes we like to have the community center available for us, MLC, but it would be good also if we could increase the income from large events. And we didn't have a number of events that we thought would be ideal, but there should be some number of events that could bring in money to help to cover the cost of the money in the CC.
Okay. Laura, do you want to give feedback from your group?
Yes, I have four items. This is the first working draft of the 2025 assessment budget, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So one is please format such that folks can read it when printed. The font looks like extremely small in printing, maybe or something. I was curious to define the seniors' role, like if there was a guest list that involved. They said that the PC is going to have a 15% decrease. Why is this happening? And we have a granular budget. And
you a little louder, Flora. We can't hear you.
Can I get turned off?
Oh, we can or can't hear you.
I cannot hear you.
Okay, let me read these again. Okay, please format such that folks can read it when printed. Define the senior's role perhaps in the task list. There's going to be a 15% CC increase. Why is this happening? Do we have a regular budget? Okay.
I think what she said is wrong.
I have one more thing, I'm sorry. What about the chronic ground path? Is there any money set aside to engineer the boardwalk, and where is that money coming from?
Okay. Engineering what?
The boardwalk.
The boardwalk.
The feedback here, just as for information, that funding for the boardwalk repair that's going on for the Beaver Pass is being funded by the government.
Okay, thanks.
Imaginary group was, we're just really concerned about the steady increasement of the assessments. We had a bunch of numbers that we brought up at the meeting, but once we started actually looking at the numbers, it was quite alarming. We were wondering if there was some way to commit to stopping the increase of the assessments and possibly charge the increases to the use. So then we would use our fund. It has an interest that it accrues every year, and the interest that it accrues is larger than the accrues on our assessment every year. And if we could use that to offset our assessment. Yes, it's smaller than what our interest is.
Of the investment fund?
Of the investment fund, yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Plus, there was also, we had a bunch of money that we did not spend on the coordinator. I apologize, there's a lot of it right now. So, there was a bunch of money unspent on the coordinator. We could also put that towards this year.
Agrees that it's a good idea in general to shift more of the annual operating costs from investment funds to assessment budget. Operating costs would be supposed to come from annual income. But we recognize the difficulty that raising the annual assessments this much is placed on some households. A proposed increase by 10% we think is too much. It would be better if we could increase closer to the previously expressed goal of 4% annual increase. Also, for clarity, it would be good for each proposed budget to note the precision increase. One of us had to do the math to figure out it was 10% and it wasn't me. There was a suggested solution for help a little bit. When there is unexpended annual assessments, such as for the coordinator's salary in this case, there should be a way to roll that over and give credit to all the on the assessment in the first quarter. Give credit of that amount back to the owners who pay assessments, and that would help a little redistribute it and credit towards the. All the assessments of all MLC members. Also note that Chum Group has some members who would volunteer to supplement the difference between a 4% rise and a 10% rise in assessments. For members who would like assistance to access this, folks could contact Rose privately. That's it.
Can I ask, I'm sorry, I'm trying to take notes for this so that the budget committee continues on board. The third point that you made, you said the group kind of agreed that operational things should come out of annual budget, but the increase was high and like to stick closer to the, I guess, 4%. The 4%. And then you said one more thing and I didn't capture it, and I'm sorry.
Well, just for clarity, when you're presenting a budget,
show the amount of increase for the.
And show that how much percentage it is.
Okay.
Well, you also said to take the coordinator salary and.
Right. Any. Did you get
that? Yeah, I got that. I got that. I just. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Why are we no longer seeking to schedule a wedding for one or two weekends during the year? Such a small inconvenience to members for a large return to reduce assessments. Heights Group wants to reinstate wedding rentals. And we said we support the increases for the bookkeeper and the CP cleaner. We support using assessments to pay actual costs to maintain the community center, whether they continue to tap the investment fund, especially since that's going to be what we use to replace our assets into the future. We were very impressed by the number of events held and the amount of work handled by volunteers in the community center, and we think we need to start paying for what we're getting so we realize what it is we're doing. Then we had a general comment. We evolved into this conversation. We noted that there are several key MLC volunteers who are older and will step down. Ed and Linda, Mo, Rose and Tom, Rob, Davey, we need to identify new volunteers for these responsible jobs, train and mentor them soon. Otherwise, there's going to be a serious increase in assessments coming up. We need to find a way to build a larger pool of volunteers with skills or identify other resources to meet our increasing needs. We also need to adjust our expectations to be open to new ways of meeting our needs.
So we didn't have any really strong feelings. The budget going up kind of makes sense, you know, with inflation and things being cost rates. We did get into a strange conversation, though, that I just wanted to mention here, because it's been mentioned here as well. This was completely unprompted. There was talk about having people pay different assessments for different reasons. For example, if you attend half your neighborhood meetings, maybe you pay $10 less a quarter or $20 less a quarter. If you attend all pre-TC meetings for, you know, a quarter, maybe that's 10 bucks off. I don't know. But then pass the overage onto those who just go to the events and do not directly administrate the MLC. I just want to reiterate, I have nothing to do with it.
Your bookkeeper is saying, oh.
That's all I got. I think that's enough.
Angie, Bertie's just thankful to everyone working on this budget.
I have a question about this, the 4% increase versus 10%. Was there a point in our community conversation where we agreed to a regular
five-year plan? 4%.
Well, it's a goal, right? I mean,
it's a goal.
It was a goal in a five-year plan.
To annually increase our assessment.
No more than.
No more than
4%.
Okay.
Yeah. No more than.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear, because we would love it for it to not increase anymore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in previous years, we worked really hard, and that was the rule. No increase. And we just worked really hard. It was an assumption that we weren't going to increase the budget. We just have this income, and that's what we're going to try and make do with.
You should start with the non-rep comments.
Yes, I did. But I was keeping clarity down to 4%, and that was an accepted increase. Any other non-rep?
I'd like to say I was royally pilloried for trying to raise assessments $1. I was the bookkeeper. So just a cautionary note on that. I will also say that I believe that Davey said that he and his cooking crew were perfectly willing to put on a couple of fundraisers to offset some of the charges for the community center. I don't remember. Oh, Flora, do you remember what number he said he could raise in terms of money for a fundraiser? How much should we have?
She's
unmuted.
Okay. I thought it was a few thousand, but like nobody should.
Yeah, that's
right. Okay. Just out of curiosity, if I could ask another couple questions so I get clarity back to everybody. So I'm not sure exactly how y'all, do you want to say, give the budget committee direction to say, come back with something that looks like this? Or are we just supposed to take this and say, well, some people thought this and some people thought that and we'll try again? I it seems like we need a little bit more.
How do we end the tennis
direction?
Yeah.
I mean, we have time. We have time to come around and come back. The group does, and bring you something. It sounds like I know. Is there a consensus on 10% is too high? That's what I was kind of hearing. Can you stick it closer to 4? Stick closer to 4.
Does the budget committee have control to tell people, like, your part of the budget's too high, you need to knock off 20% or something like that?
The group would come together and try to arm wrestle that out, is what I'm seeing happen as I've sat in.
There were recommendations from people.
Yeah.
And several recommendations
so
take more.
I'm just trying to make sure I come back to them with some kind of. Now, there was a statement made that, well, we would want to continue to have the investment fund offset annual operating expenses.
One group said that.
One group said that. Right. So that's what I'm saying. That's, you know, I'm not going to take that back as this is what we want you to do unless you tell me that. Was there anything else in here that you, you know, want to give them as direction? Please be clear. Please
right.
don't let me
the surplus
derail it.
The coordinator's salary that wasn't spent this year.
Right. So if I understand it, there's two different things. One, you can distribute it back to the membership, or you can roll it over and use it to handle the next some of the next year's budgeted expenses.
Our common practice is to do it.
Roll it over.
I will say, in defense of your bookkeeper, who I am not, it would be a nightmare.
Well, I mean, but if our common practice is to roll it over, we have a significant surplus in that one item that we could.
That would help. That would help deal with this 10%. It's not a long term solution.
No, but it's because it's October.
Yeah.
This is a September meeting, and we have another round, and then we'd like it to go valid.
Right.
This is one of those things that, you know, we learn more about expenses, and look, we have this surplus right here.
Okay.
And I know our group wanted to know why there was that big an increase. What were the items that caused
you were
that?
You were shifting some things that have been subsidized by the long-term investment.
They wanted to know what those were.
The community center.
I don't need an answer.
The community center. Taking the community center expenses. If you have specific questions, maybe Ann can handle those. But I think in general, it's fair to say those costs had increased considerably.
I'm just saying, you asked what you needed to go back to the committee.
Yes.
And the question needs to be answered, what were those things that caused the increase? I don't need an answer.
Yeah. Well, I just said it, and I think Ed reiterated it.
Karen?
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that the idea that we didn't increase assessments for years isn't a thing. In fact,
we have increased, but I'm saying in 50 years, the trend was more, but not.
Or increased minimally, but very few years. I mean, we increased assessments every year.
We have.
If you look back at
I have a chart from 2017, we increased over $100.
And that was part of why the plan came up with the suggestion, you know, it had been like 10% a year for a while, and we're like, to a whole line of work.
Okay.
Well, I think that I'm taking back two things. One is to, you know, take another look and see if there's ways to get it come down, that we would roll over rather than return. And it seemed like there were, you know, in general, in terms of a policy question, people were okay with annual costs coming out of annual budgets, but the unfortunate reality of that is more maybe an uncomfortable level of increases after this coming year, which we would need to think about.
Also, the group that said that they could raise a few thousand dollars towards that.
Yeah, I will have to say, I will take it back, but I have to say that's not a way to construct a budget on fundraisers, you know. But it's a way to pay for extra things that
it's
you.
It's a way if there's a specific expense in the budget for $2,000 that instead of sitting in the budget, then it would be funded by a fundraiser.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm good,
Scott.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, I was just curious, when we say roll over, that means rolling over into the assessments budget, right? Or is it still rolling over into investments?
Assessments.
Assessments? Okay, got it. Okay.
Into already budgeted category.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, it would go into a reserve budget, but for...
Okay.
I am fine to talk about this. Okay, so the financial planning committee had been asked to look look at the loan agreement. I got too many computers. That you all have seen, and Tony worked with Tony DiMario worked with his folks at the firm that he works with, and had the attorney look at it. And the attorney's response was that it looked very, you know, this is kind of standard, normal agreement he felt comfortable with, and that one of the things that is in there is that we're looking at is Don Brigger, with out of the great kindness of his heart, is going to help secure some of the loan, and he said you need to have a separate agreement for that, which we've talked to Don, he's agreed to, and we would work on that. And the main recommendation he had, which is really not relative to the loan agreement, it was to the overall purchase of the land, was have you done a title search, because that's really important, and you have. And so I think we're moving along, our recommendation is that this can move along without any major changes to the loan agreement, except in its, you know, its format, making two documents, which Don's working on now. And if there's anything that would need your scrutiny or approval or whatever, we would ask you to put the possibility of looking at anything on your eighth, on your menu. You can tell I haven't on the agenda for the 8th, and we could say, oh, could you please look at this and, you know, approve it, if we felt like there was something that, I don't know, came up that we needed you guys to consider. But right now, I think we're good to go forward, give Aaron the documents to sign and on your behalf and move forward. And you're looking puzzled, so let me...
You just say, if we need, I mean, doesn't town council have to review these documents and okay them? And we just got them today, and I couldn't even print the mortgage thing because it's apparently only
right. Well, so they'll put them in a form that she can look at, and then you can bring, if you want to do that, that's what y'all need to do. I'm not involved in this. We were giving you a recommendation.
Yeah.
So I mean, the documents will be put in a form that you can sign, given to Aaron, and I guess copied to y'all. Yeah.
And this is the membership.
The membership?
Oh,
no, we appoint.
I don't have the expertise either.
Well, that's why we went to the attorney.
And we went to an attorney, and we appointed a working group committee that Tony led, and he has now approved, you know, the loan document, and that's what you all recommended, right?
Everybody's not listening. Can I get everybody to listen? Okay. She was pointing out we have a working group. Okay.
We have a working group that town council had us do. And so October 8th, their meeting, right? And the loan document at that point will also be, it will also be included, Don's loan guarantee letter that backs up this loan document that Tony has already approved. But you can see
Tony's
it.
Attorney.
I mean, Tony's attorney. Now you can look at it, but it's not meant for everybody to approve it.
And
the working group was assigned
task.
A task.
There's also going to be a letter from Capital City Bank stating that the assets, which are guaranteeing the loan, will be held at the bank. So that's the most important part. So the letter and the agreement that he is willing to secure the loan for the $100,000 from NLC will be available at that meeting on the 8th.
But the meeting, you're not talking about town council meeting.
No, it's town council meeting on the 8th. Did you not know that?
It's a working group committee. I think it's just this working group committee.
Well, we're meeting on the 8th, but it's not to talk about the reserve.
No, they're meeting on the 8th.
Right.
We're meeting on.
Okay.
But we're council is meeting on the 8th to talk about communication problems.
That's ironic.
Well, I mean, we only have a couple of choices. Either formally give approval based on what financial planning has not recommended, but they've given it to us a few times. Or you have, you attach this one item to the agenda. Yes, it's about communication, but this is vital. This is $100,000 that our membership said we want to loan to Hickory Preserve. You can't just, you know, ignore it. Otherwise, you have another meeting. You want to have 4 meetings in October?
But can we put it on the October meeting?
Right. We're
it's too late. That's too late.
Too late.
Oh. They have to have everything.
So we want to clarify at this moment that there's a request to add this to the October 8th meeting that we have called for. Right there. That's it. We haven't discussed our agenda for the October 8th special meeting, but there's a request for this conversation to review the paperwork, et cetera, to be on that agenda as well.
So we decide that now.
I'm unaware of a meeting happening on October 8th.
It's a special meeting that came from the September 12th meeting. It was the town council came together to talk about our way of work and make agreements about how we are communicating with each other.
Okay, all right.
And we ran out of time and whatever.
No. That's did we, was that noticed?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think
it was in the, yeah.
In the actions and decisions.
Can I make a motion to cancel that meeting?
What?
We don't need any meetings. Anthony had the better idea last TUC. He's like, we need to meet less, which would be good because the important stuff will trickle up a little bit better. I don't know if we really need the 10-day meeting.
If you want to look at documents, approve them, and direct her to sign them, then I would say just have a meeting for that, and you can do whatever the hell you want with other stuff. I don't know. I thought you delegated that to the working group.
Yeah.
But if you want to have a meeting, then that would be the obvious thing to do.
Who knows how to read loan agreements?
That's why we have an attorney.
Yeah. I am one of the proponents for getting as much discussion as possible out to the community. But this is a technical issue. We have talked to lawyers. We have had our financial people look at it. If we can't rely on them, I mean, other than Mo, I'm not sure any of us can read through that paper and make any sense out of it anyway.
I'm not sure I can.
I mean, this is what people might say we ought to take the record.
Well, that's why there was a
right.
That's
what the attorney has said to us, and he recommended that we have this guarantee, which just got explained, and we don't have that in front of us, but we will before that other document, before either document.
I mean, if other reps are okay with just saying go forth and do, I'm okay with that too.
Okay, so. Laura has made that, but I'm going to follow up on Josh's motion. I have a book, Robert's Rules for Dummies, but I've only gotten
not
Josh is a dummy, right?
No.
I'm just kidding. All right.
Laura.
I second Josh's motion to cancel the meeting that he's already having.
So then after there's discussion now about the another goal for the meeting was for us to look at the loan paperwork and confirm that there was a guarantee from Don and then a letter from Capital City. And so now the question is, are we okay with all of the work that the group has gone through and the attorneys that have reviewed it to just kind of at this moment say, if all these other people have said this is okay, then we don't have to meet and look at it and review it.
I love that.
And direct Erin to just go ahead and sign.
Yeah.
So she's got
somebody has to make a motion for that.
Well, we haven't had one before, but
I'm just I'm amending your motion.
I would suggest the amendment.
If we talk about whether we want to work on our communication at another meeting, that would help us decide the other question about whether we're gonna just meet for that.
So sure, I agree. But in attempting to follow the agenda that we have for this meeting, the October 8th question is after all the other things. The only reason that this is up is because of the Hickory Preserve thing. And the question is, do we need to have a meeting regardless of our other plans to review these documents and sign, or right now, because this is the topic that we're discussing because we moved it up for Jerry, can you say, okay, the working group, we're confident the working group has done their due diligence, and then TC would direct the sitting president to sign the paperwork. That's the amended motion.
Correct. Provided that the letter from Capital City is there and the agreement with Don is also there.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of pressure on you. Are you okay with that?
If you tell me to do it, I'll do it.
We're going to
do it right now. Does that make sense, Sarah? Do you have
any of that? Well, I've gotten confused about what's going on, but for her and for the working group to just go ahead and do it, the community has voted on the concept and I trust the working group to do their due diligence and then show us the documents, and if we have a problem, then we can grant it. But
so, and Flora, you're still supporting the idea of no meeting on the 8th. And in regards to Hickory Preserve, you're in agreement with the proposal for TC to just direct the city president to sign the paperwork, provided that the guarantee comes on and the letter from Capital City are there.
Yes.
Are you good with that now?
Now the question is, what's the meeting?
We have these other things. If we want to do the other parts of our agenda,
let's wait.
We have this whole
do you need to make a motion that we have Erin sign so it's in the record that we told you to do that?
We did.
That was part of the motion. Okay, great. Perfect.
I just wanted to make it official. Okay, so we are on item 3 of our agenda of new business, which is the working draft of the revised community center rental fees. And heard feedback from all of the members. This was something that was in the previous agenda, but it had substantial rewrite. So it has come back in the new business section of our agenda. So now we are just looking for feedback. Flora or Daryl, are you able to give feedback on item number 3?
Okay. So Daryl and Grace, thank you for Daryl. Okay. The people at our meeting generally accepted the 2-tier proposal. However, one person, and I would join that person vehemently, charging the sunrise the same as people who have nothing to do with the co-op, but just the many years of support and the events and all the things that Sunrise has done in concert with NLC. cannot remember if Mount Safe committed or not, but the charge for using it is kind of like overdoing it. And the point was made that Lisa and David are contributing 6 cents to the anniversary celebration at no cost.
Just a second on your feedback, Laura.
We're going to try and connect the speaker to everyone hearing you.
Speak again. Can you speak real quick?
No, Laura.
Testing. One, two,
there we go. We're working.
Yay. Thank you, Scott.
Yay.
Thank you, Josh.
It's a lot better. Zoom Jackie over here.
Am I supposed to say that again?
No, you're okay.
Good, now, Laura, you're ready,
Laura. I like that speaker.
Okay, so Wild West says casual use is no charge, but the expectation is that folks will clean up. And also in that regard, to prevent there being two classes of MLC members, those who know and those who don't know about casual use, please add to the CC proposal that community members can use the CC anytime. Say one, that is for governance and ad hoc casual use.
And
We discuss it and we support the progress that has been made and appreciate all the work.
You're here from Shuttle. We support this entirely and appreciate your work.
Okay. We were generally supportive with the following comments. The fees for the outdoor cook area. Is that what you were talking about, like pizza ovens? No, there was no fee
yes,
for the pizza.
Yes, that's
oven.
What we're talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. It wasn't the pizza oven.
It says outdoor cook area with kitchen use.
Well,
kitchen
that's the
access.
Thing is that we thought that was low considering that there was kitchen access.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And we also thought the fire lane and lounge fees were low.
Well, they're zero.
Well, they're two different. They're two different. They're listed separately. The cook area and the fire lane and lounge are listed separately.
Yeah, because they're different areas.
Right, so
yeah.
We thought both of those were too low.
Okay, so there should be a fee for the fire ring and there should be a fee for the lounge, is what you're thinking.
Yes.
Okay.
And we thought that, yeah, especially since there was kitchen access included, which otherwise there's no cost, shouldn't be any cost outside of it.
Right.
Okay, we observed the other thing is we agreed with, who was it, probably equally spaced. We observed that many MLC members do not volunteer at all, and some of these members regularly come to MLC events at the CC. On the other hand, many Sunrise residents are among our most reliable volunteers. And we named them Mac, Paul and Vicki, Michelle and Rod, Terry and Laura, Michelle Buchanan, Julie Rogers, and Sunrise puts on a breakfast every year for probably 60 people during anniversary at their expense. Putting these folks in the same category as non-members does not recognize their steady contribution. Heights Group recommends a Sunrise fee,
that is set between member and non-member fees.
So that's
Josh?
Excellent work. Making one of these fee schedules is extraordinarily difficult, so we appreciate you.
Far East is thankful for all the work that's gone.
And supportive of it, how
yes.
it is. Okay, great. And Josh, same with you. You guys
yes,
wouldn't change
this.
Anything.
That's all
absolutely.
Of the gratitude.
Okay.
Ty, you're like waiting. And okay. Thank you. Any other comments or feedback?
So I am just wondering where to go, you know, kind of from here. I would like to attend a Sunrise meeting to kind of talk about where this came from. They've had, you know, a discount for over a decade or whatever, saying that paying the same fee. So our reasoning behind, you know, why we have chosen this. So I think that would help, you know, if those Sunrise members are upset, to have a conversation with them about it, like from the committee, you know. So that's what we want to do. And you know, the pizza oven, if we were to say you can have access to the kitchen, put your dough in there and do some light cooking and light washing, you know, and you know, bring out a couple tables, that's would be pretty unfair to say it's a zero fee and then say, you know, another person comes in, we do and use the kitchen. Anybody that uses the kitchen, whether it's light use or not, you know, we need to charge for that. And it's $15, which is what we decided on.
First of all, I really appreciate all the good work that the Sunrise folks do.
Yeah.
The volunteering. And I think that charging them a non-member fee is appropriate. And the reason for that is, if you look, there are a ton of MLC members that do an ongoing variety of a lot of work in the community. I'm one of them, and there's a number of other folks who work regularly. Plus, we also pay assessments. And my view is, if folks want a member fee to use the community center or surround, all they need to do is to pay the community center fee. Northwest Kingdom, for instance, doesn't use the tractor, but doesn't pay the tractor fee. So if you want to work out some kind of deal where you pay some assessments and get member use of the community center at a member fee, then pay some assessments and not pay the rest. It's a process of just paying your fair share for the use of the facilities that pretty much everybody in this room pays for. And again, this has nothing negative about all of the good things that the folks at Sunrise do, and I appreciate everything they do. It's just that we need to also consider we have a lot of volunteers who also pay assessments.
Judith?
It seems to me that's a reasonable request, in that we're having to raise assessments due to the community center, and if we could get them to offset that, I mean, what is the community center assessments?
Yeah, I would clarify that the majority of the groups that gave feedback are supportive. And so what will happen is
we'll go and
do some conversations just to kind of explain our thinking about the thinking behind it from these groups, and then it will go through the process again because it was new business. So, but I do think the majority of the groups like the new thinking.
I agree, but my only comment was she's talking to the community over there.
Yeah. I think she was just gonna explain
why they thought that.
How the committee got to the decision to charge them the full.
Okay.
Yeah.
and tell them there were two groups that opposed it.
Which one? Lucia and
Daryl. They don't equally Daryl. Say.
Okay, I was just curious. Yeah. Okay.
You might
already
have
them.
Right.
Well,
I think that there are a lot more people that might not be shown in this feedback who appreciate our neighbors and. This is a way that we can show our appreciation. It's not so much the money as the attitude and just the, the goodwill and not looking at it as a dollar cent thing. And I think that, there are some things that we can do for ourselves, like the weddings, for instance. A couple of years ago, we raised the fee for non-member weddings to $2,500. The only way you can find a wedding, one in the fall and one in the spring, is to advertise it somehow. And so we've got a little spot on our front page and public page of our website that, you could easily are you looking for a wedding venue? We have a rustic place and that might draw some attention, and then you could take it down. If you've already got the spring wedding, taken care of, just take it down. And Anne used her Facebook page. She's got a lot of followers put it on her Facebook page, and I think it was basically one member that just through a real fit, and it's hard to deal with. And so if we want two weddings a year, that would be $5,000 for us. Two weekends, it's not a big deal. And the other thing that we get out of it is we spruce up the community center. We would have company coming for a wedding. So we repair things, we wash windows. They leave and we still have clean windows, So it's a really, it's a good thing for us. And so dealing with that could help us money-wise. And the other thing I'd like to mention is, for instance, one of the rentals for across the way is Mardi Gras. And we've had Mardi Gras now for 3 years, and people seem to really like it. We could make that be one of our events, Easter, the anniversary, and not charge for that. We'd say it's one of our things. We could also, and I don't know how you feel about it, but we don't charge ourselves for celebrations of life. And we could offer the same for our sister communities. Sister community really doesn't summarize, but if Rick were to have a celebration of life, he's, spent years working here at the community center, and it would be an acknowledgement, of an appreciation. Not that they couldn't afford, $300 to hold it, but, so we could offer that if people thought that was something we could do. So it's a give and take conversational thing.
Yes, Lucia?
So some of that, and I just wanted to clarify that if we don't have a policy of not having weddings.
We don't. We do. No. We're having a non-member wedding this fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. So we just, we're discouraged to advertise for it, not to pay money, but just free advertising, through social media.
Oh, thanks. I guess hearing you say that we are performing repairs and we're making the community center nicer for weddings it is great because we all benefit. But I think that part of the issue with the rise in assessments and the booking wedding situation is that we are spending money to book these weddings, and it's kind of like it's costing us some money. So I don't know if that's baked into the cost that we do those things to prepare. And it's kind of like it's nice that it's good, but if we didn't have the wedding, we wouldn't have to repair these things that maybe are cosmetic. I'm not sure exactly what situation you're referring to.
We don't do anything that
to prepare for a wedding that we wouldn't want to have ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's labor. It's our volunteer labor.
Oh, okay.
And,
it's all volunteer then?
Well, I mean, the refrigerator is basically the.
Well, that's great. If it's volunteer, that's great.
It's like an emphasis to keep the product.
And also, I'll just say, this wedding that's coming up, I'm not going to do anything extra for it because everything looks great, and we are doing this for ourselves, not for, I mean, we just happen to have a non-member wedding coming up in a few weeks, so.
Oh, great. I didn't know that.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, we used to. 10 years ago, we would do a lot more cleaning. Also. Anyways.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I think the refrigerator was one of those places where we were told we had to have it because we couldn't have weddings for outside people if we didn't have a refrigerator that looked better. And most of us were perfectly okay with the old refrigerator. Mm-hmm. So,
okay,
you weren't talking to me.
This could be something we talked about when we're done with the agenda, maybe, but
Canceled.
So our next thing on the agenda is the job announcement. Mm-hmm. For coordinator / AA. Carol and Flora, do you have feedback? Discuss the side about the job description.
I got so absorbed in all the other conversations that I lost my place. Okay, we mainly talked about the need for a coordinator, and we also talked about the firehouse issues. I'm not sure why we talked about it there. One of our...
This is just a job opening.
Number four.
Why don't you go for it? I don't seem to be able to put my head around it.
Okay, excellent. I do have a few bullet points here. I guess more than a few. All right. Wild West input is as follows. They did not like the process from TC last time. Second, and importantly, a job description was proposed by Fox that was unanimously passed and included all items in CNRs and bylaws, and we don't understand why that job description is being ignored. The job description does not follow the CNRs, and also, how will communication work, and should there be a process if it doesn't work? Wild West requests an open meeting regarding the hiring process. Wild West does not want to go outside the MLC for a coordinator if possible. If we have someone from the community, there should be no outside search. And whoever is coordinator, right, there should be appropriate communication channels. So I guess members need to understand that the appropriate communication channel is to go through reps and check.
We would like the job title to be returned to the title of coordinator. There was a discussion that aligns more with our current bylaws and what the job description should be, and that it should specifically say that the coordinator will implement the actions and decisions of town council in the job description for the coordinator to help it align with our bylaws as well. This is an important clarification to be stated rather than an administrative assistant to the members of town council. Our group, there was members of our group who preferred that the next coordinator be from our community. It wasn't unanimous, but there were members that would rather be from the community.
Yeah.
Well,
I convinced them, I think, that we should drop administrative assistant. That's not what's in the bylaws. Just say coordinator. I know my item
but I wanted it to get this discussion. Just why pick a fight? Just drop the term administrative assistant. Otherwise, I think it's a pretty good job description. And shuttle it, so.
We don't care what it's called.
Then do the bylaws.
But actually, the NAEP coordinator is not in our covenants and restrictions.
No, it's the bylaws.
It's not in the articles of incorporation.
It's in the bylaws.
But, excuse me. So you can't introduce a person that you say is going to do all these things if there isn't something in a higher document, one that is takes precedence. So we have to look at that, but it's just something that needs to be, you know, taken care of. But when everybody says that's what our bylaw, that's our bylaws are already not right from what they're interpreting. Just sticking in there a definition for it is what I'm trying to say. Okay. Anyway, and the other thing is that the Fox was not a job description; it was an advertisement of the job to be put in. AC, if you look back at that. So what we said was general concern that we have two people in our group who have worked as in HR in one way or another, president of a company, one of them. General concern that our salary and hours expectations, some of which we write down, do not follow wage and hour laws. And please check to ensure. You know, we have all these expectations, and then we have a person that we say, we give you this much salary, and we want you to work 10 hours a week. With this, I mean, is that right? Yeah. So with this stuff that we do where we say, okay, you worked 30 hours this week, so we'll give you credit, you just need to check the wage and hour.
I don't necessarily would say that they are in violation, but we should check them.
We should check them.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think the wage itself.
We had two folks who felt like it was plain as your nose in your face that we did not violate them. And they thought that the alternate description that was in the AC about this is not an hour's position, you just work until the work's done, that we definitely can't do that. We have some specific changes. One where it says follow up on decisions. Wanted to make that clear. This does not mean that we follow up, that the coordinator is expected to follow up on activities of MLC committee chairs or projects that have leaders like boardwalk rebuild. That traditionally we have, you know, the community center committee, for example, can make decisions without talking to the coordinator constantly, and that relieves some of the jobs that the coordinator is required to do. Also, where it says acts as administrator for town council to insert in the following areas and list those that are expected rather than make it so broad. We said there's something wrong with number 7, and I don't know what that was, but that it needs to be rewritten or clarified somehow because it doesn't make sense. Anyway, the part where it says tracks and supports MLC volunteer efforts for maintenance. Do we really expect the coordinator to track all the maintenance efforts and the mowing and the down tree removal and the road maintenance? In addition to the volunteers who traditionally have these roles and carry them out without calling the coordinator or whatever. So we wanted those things made clearer. Plus there was a general concern, okay, this is the preaching, sorry folks. General concern that likely only a small number of our members would apply for the job of coordinator, want to serve on TC, or even come to group meetings. Family, health, and job demands are so different now than from our early years and are also factors for all of us that prevent working in governance and coming to meetings. But the discord in governance and the community members who mix in that by supporting one faction or another are our principal unresolved issue. And this hurts us when we try to make decisions together. our governing documents say that town council addresses conflicts directly or by appointing a group to intervene and resolve, and this needs to be addressed. Plus, our high school says we are overly communicated to. We don't want all this information and request for us to make decisions. We have grown so much. We have so many more facilities. We have introduced so many more activities. We can't expect members to approve all these small decisions. If there was trust, as there was in the past, would all these questions need to come to the whole community? There's always the option of a 10-member petition if people don't like what town council has decided. So trust is a big part of this issue, and we need to find ways to rebuild mutual trust. Done.
NWK does not approve. Making the coordinator an administrative assistant did not go well. An administrative assistant uses proven process and precedent to perform remedial tasks. Based on what has happened, our coordinator cannot do this. We recommend that this job announcement is the wrong way. We should also insist on a member being the coordinator. If there is no member willing to do it, TC should continue to absorb those responsibilities. And we acknowledge we are different now, different from 5 years ago, much less 20 years ago. Previously, this role was less complicated, but new technologies and needs and fewer volunteers able to take care of things changes what this role is. We strongly recommend this go back to the time of yore, where the coordinator was also the president and empowered to tell TC no.
What?
Okay, hold on. Angie's getting her feedback, so I just want to make sure she...
Sorry, couldn't hear.
Yeah, most of the group agreed with what was there. One neighbor had a suggestion of a less apologetic opening paragraph, and those thoughts are in the AC. Okay.
Can we clarify that the coordinator never told town council what to do?
But the coordinator advised. Josh, do you have, is that like from somebody that had that experience?
I just wrote it as a summary. I don't know if anybody in particular came through on that.
Was this from members of the group?
Yeah, this is what we're talking about.
Flora, will you clarify where the violation of the CNRs is? Is it in relation to what the other groups mentioned about not using the coordinator? I mean, not using the term coordinator?
The word coordinator is not
Wildwest is in favor of using the term coordinator, and I would say that most of the concerns that other groups expressed regarding that I think Wild West would agree with. Is that
fair? Yeah, that was just a mention of a violation.
So you meant
bylaws, not CNRs.
Yeah, maybe somebody else who's attending the meeting has more details on that. Maybe someone with their hand up.
They clarified it by law. So that was what the other groups were saying.
Can we get them to read that section?
Yeah, I just wanted to read two sections of the CNRs and Articles of Incorporation. So the CNRs does say the board shall establish such offices and officers as they deem necessary for the proper management of the cooperative and shall conduct its activities in accordance with these CNRs, the bylaws, and established board policies. And then in the Articles of Incorporation, it says the board of directors of this corporation may propose bylaws for the conduct of its affairs, which must be approved by the majority of the members present at a regular or special meeting after adequate and reasonable notice. So, you know, it does say that the coordinator stuff in the bylaws, but it's very clear in the CNRs and articles of incorporation that the bylaws are all relevant. Those have been made by the board, so we follow those as well.
Great, thank you. But we're in this moment where we need to decide about the job description. So what changes do we want to make to the document that we have? We want to remove administrative assistant. Nothing in this list clarifies the roles of the officers versus the board members, but that would be something that town council would decide once, you know, when in January when everyone's reappointed, and then you could vote at that time about who would serve as president. So
I'd like to make the observation that the only job description that went before the groups and that the groups approved was the one that Fox did in November of last year.
Right, but we have a new one.
And I'm suggesting,
the groups know.
Yeah, and I'm suggesting that it is in line with bylaws, and we have had this stupid thing rewritten a dozen times with no improvement. Why can't we go back to the ones that everybody agreed was okay unanimously in November?
Well, we have this on our agenda, and all of this went to groups. So if that's something from one of the town council members to say this needs to be removed and we don't even discuss it, then we can move forward with that. But I think I didn't hear that. So Flora.
I was looking at my notes, and in terms of the job opening and the terminology, that the words distributes, disseminates, and provides seem to have the same meaning, and if any of those terms have the same meaning, then can we please choose one term and use it in all instances to create consistency?
Sure. And that's mainly number one.
It's the job, looking at the job opening MLC coordinator administrative assistant to town council document.
Yeah, I think it says the ranges, facilitation of meetings, prepares, distributes agendas, tallies, group votes, disseminates.
Right, right.
So
like disseminates, provides, and distributes as used, and if
where's
you know, in preparing. Disseminates, provides, and distributes seems to be have similar meanings. If they have the same meaning, then let's just use one of those terms. If they have different meanings, then that's okay.
Could folks send longer specific edits to me? Email me.
I'm writing this under the one that I have.
I will go back and look at boxes. I don't remember at this point. and see whether how much this has changed. I don't think it's. I think it's just beefed up a little bit. But I agree with one thing that Judith said, that we should not spend forever on getting a perfect job description. We need to put something in the AC and start advertising for a coordinator from within MLC, see if we can get one as soon as we can.
Did groups have an issue with number three, acts as administrator for TC, liaison with MLC committees, intern agent, title agents? Was that one of the things where it says acts as administrator?
No, that's one of the things. I mean, it is also an administrator for TC. That's part of the job.
I just was clarifying.
Yes,
this is the whole document.
Oh, you're number three on this.
And then
I just want to second what you said about just going ahead and getting it out now. I'm just a member, but I am really concerned that we don't have a coordinator.
Me too.
And it's been kind of not normal since we haven't had one, and I'd like to see one. And actually, it was pointed out at the beginning when we started talking about this last year that the job description can change after we hire somebody. So us putting out the announcement doesn't necessarily preclude having to change it first.
Yeah. I just like to point out that some of the disagreement about the words in the job description are, what I hear is, where is this person in the hierarchy? Do we see this person as a community leader? Someone who members come to, and then that person interprets to town council? Or do we see, and who acts on their own between town council meetings as, with their own decision making, outside possibly anything that they've been told directly by town council, maybe it's never been brought up? Or do we see this person, do we see town council, the elected reps, as the people who make decisions in the community, and that the coordinator follows the direction of town council? And I hear different things, and I think that's some of what this struggle is. Is that right?
No.
Well, you said the coordinator tells town council. Read that again, what you said. Mm.
The coordinator is able to tell town council no.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That would not be.
So let's open up a different dialogue. The firehouse of the Palawan come up. Normally, if we had a coordinator, that would have gone to the coordinator.
Right.
And our fire coordinator gave excellent advice. They should just pay that. There's not enough time for that kind of thing to come to town council.
Right.
But they have to be empowered to say to town council, I made this decision, suck it.
Well, that
doesn't go with our But how is that going to be allowed then? Because if that person's always going to be under fire for making those decisions,
sure.
Then what are they doing?
I agree with that. Yeah.
I'm four on this list.
But maybe there's a different way to say that. But they are empowered to make certain decisions, especially in emergency times.
This town council member.
Well, and it really isn't town council per se as much as it's the membership too, because town council solely is representing the members.
Yeah.
The coordinator is not representing the members, has not been elected. The coordinator is elected for the month-to-month decisions that we sit in with our members and talk about. That's what the reps are supposed to decide about, not the coordinator come in and say, "Well, I think it's differently, and this is what I want to have happen." Because at that moment they're not really representing members; it's just their own point of view, and.
I'm just going to get, I'm running for it. Yeah, absolutely. They were quietly raising their hands. Sorry. And then, okay, Laura and then Daryl, or you all can decide who goes first. So I think Daryl's group didn't participate. Can she and share her group thing yet? Is that correct, Daryl? Then I would want her to go first before I
go.
No, she couldn't find
it. Our group did not go into a great deal of discussion about this. What we did say is that we need to have a coordinator. And I've had a few conversations with a couple of people, and one person said, well, we've been doing fine without a coordinator. And then when that was mentioned to someone else, they said, yeah, but we thought the volunteers are not going to keep doing this forever with no pay. And so we really need a coordinator. And we did not talk about the job description, but and this is, I'm going to give my opinion, which is not verified by my group, but I agree with Josh that we need someone who can make decisions in the moment, and we all know who that's going to be, and that's going to be the coordinator or the president or some designated person, and that person will have to be trusted to use their best judgment according to what they know about the community and town council. And then we need to not second guess them. We can talk to them, but not second guess. But we don't want to be having special meetings of every single thing. We will be having meetings all month long. If we don't have one person, probably the coordinator, who is able to make on the spot decisions under town council direction, but not micromanage. That's all I have to say.
Regarding putting, like Mo said, putting the AC, putting the advertising for a coordinator in the AC as soon as possible, I would like to second that motion, and maybe we could take a vote on that. Yeah, I would second that. And then regarding what Lucia said, I said I would agree that the operational roles throughout the co-op should be defined, and that they're not defined now. And it does result, as you were saying, in confusion and tension between members, because without these definitions, you know, we have nothing to look towards, if I heard Lucia correctly.
I would just like to read the bylaw associated with what the coordinator is supposed to do. The coordinator shall act in the name of the council between council meetings in accordance with council directives and supervise the ongoing activities. The coordinator can be terminated by the council. Two-thirds vote.
Can we
just put that much in?
No, I put that. We have a motion on the table, so I would like to.
What's the motion?
Give me a minute so I can put it in the motion, okay? The motion is to accept it's to move forward with posting the job announcement with the feedback that's been given to RAP and move forward with the timeline of the job announcement and deadline.
Well, you have me. We'll someone that's the motion. Is that correct? Second. I second. Okay, third. Tertiary. Yeah. All of that. Is that good, Daryl? Is that, Laura, did I capture the spirit of the mission? As far as I can tell, I ask for clarification. That is, everybody who has any edits will send them to me. I will change them as best I can understand them. And that announcement is in good faith, edited as well as I can from all your miscellaneous feedback. That announcement will go in the next AC. Is that what you're saying?
Is that your motion?
Yes. And that's what I mean, like Jasmine said, we can change it after the person comes on.
Right.
So we're voting now? Yes.
That's the motion.
There's a second.
And so we're good? So let's go. All in favor?
Aye.
Alright, so can we clarify the timeline?
The next AC.
Erin, I still want to say something.
Okay.
I wanted to say to Scott and to Judith and to Jasmine that if you look in our bylaws, there are a number of things that we don't do that it says we should do.
Yeah.
For example, the first time a proposal comes to town council, majority rules. But we don't do that.
We don't do
unless that. It's unanimous, we hold it over to the next meeting. So, but what happens is people grab the bylaws and they say, see this? This is what we need to do. And then when something else comes up, they don't say anything because they're opposed to that. So we can't beat each other up with the bylaws. If we're going to change them, we need to change all the things that are wrong in them. And I know that some people are working on that in the community.
Okay.
This announcement needs to have a deadline for responses.
So can you clarify when is the next town council, the AC Monday?
Actually, Monday is the 14th.
Okay.
So how much time, like 2 weeks for response? Or?
Okay.
Well, sure. That means we won't have time to look at them on the 24th is the next town council after that.
Well, the 14th to the 24th is way too fast.
Yeah, it is. Okay. So what, 2 weeks?
So we want them to come in by October 28th. Well,
Well, one of the things is they get printed in the AC, right?
Yep, and we can probably do that twice in that time frame because you'll have two ACs.
What? Wait, the 14th to the 20th. Isn't the 28th the next day?
But you were saying that was too short, so that's...
Because she said the 24th is the next town council meeting.
Right.
So that's
right.
Too...
If we put none on the 28th, we get them in the AC. I mean, that's the way...
Okay, that seems really close.
I can do that. That's not a problem for the AC.
We have two ACs.
I mean, so we'll do that. So we're going to post, we're going to submit, get it to AC, the AC on the
14th,
and then the AC is going to publish them on the 28th, and then we can also, would we then just distribute them to the all of the listservs?
Yeah.
Who is getting
it? It goes to the MLC email, the business email. Yeah, right.
So you're allowing 2 weeks for people to submit an
application.
I mean, well, a little more than that, because we can also make an announcement after this meeting.
Right.
True.
I'm sorry, Cora. I just heard something. Yeah.
So the next AC comes out on the 14th.
Right.
Can't we just make an announcement that there will be an announcement? If you don't have to have a job description, like, hey, we want you. We'd love for you to be coordinator. Details coming soon. Get ready.
We can send. Well, Mo has to finalize, collect our stuff and make the changes. But we can send it on the community listserv as soon as that's ready.
Or you can even before I get all that done. Please, everybody, send your stuff tonight. Work on it tomorrow. Maybe I'm not going to that process. Let's see. But you can also do an announcement tomorrow that we're going to be looking for advertisers for a coordinator in the next AC. And without having the announcement yet, you could say that.
Okay. Do a leader.
Yeah, like an announcement about the announcement. Like, hey. Yeah, as soon as possible.
Don't think about it.
Okay. And we have a timeline too. So the timeline is that it'll be published in AC on the 14th, and that the letters of interest, et cetera, are requested to be submitted no later than noon on October 28th.
Got it.
And then our next step.
And it will go out on listserv.
Right.
On the 28th. Once it's to the AC. And then, what's the next step? Hold on. I'm going back. Is it laid out?
Oh, yeah, you want to move to that part of the agenda?
Isn't that where we are?
Sort of are, aren't we?
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Yeah, the next step would be decide the interview process, approve a contract if you want a contract. I guess we don't have to at this point do all the rest of those steps. We can decide those on the 24th. Right?
Is everybody okay with that? Clarifying the next steps, which are the interview process, and if we want to renew or revise the contract.
A lot of the formality of that contract was because we were going outside the community.
Okay.
Right.
And I think people really want someone from the community.
Right.
And if we are going to do that, we can really take a lot of stuff out of it.
Okay.
Right. And to clarify, this announcement is meant to solicit just for the community. It's for the first announcement. It's only if we don't get anybody for the community, we'll start over and announce elsewhere.
And then, so the agreement is all of the dates that we just said, and then in town council's October 24th meeting, we'll clarify the next steps, which include whether we're going to interview the candidate and the nomination. But the ballot, the goal for the ballot would be to start on November 25th.
We're too late already to make that timeline.
November 25th, it says it's an 18th.
If we don't do it with the court, with the budget, then our bylaws say that it would only take a quarter of the people in the community, the voters, to pass the coordinator. I don't think we want that.
That's right.
So we could get those bylaws.
25th is a month.
Seems like we follow.
That one is, that was distributed to the membership, is a goal. All right. And then we have the other question we have is then a quick wait. Do we want, so we already do number one on the admin item?
I think that's what we should
do. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. And then the town council responsibilities. Including handling the listserv, drafting the next stop agenda for October. Anything else?
I see a wave in the hand.
Sorry, yes, Laura.
You're muted. Thank you. I wanted to make a motion to try and elect an interim coordinator for the meantime. And if someone would second that motion, then maybe somebody might step forward and we could vote on that person being the interim coordinator.
Right? Seems like space cadets were pretty in favor of that at our meeting.
If I can second that motion, do you have somebody in mind?
If somebody with the Sumpian Town Council or in the room like to volunteer to be interim coordinator, that would be really great.
Everybody's making eye contact.
Aaron, you've got like 75% of it now, I think.
No, we need four of it. I'd say the two logical people are,
I'm happy with Pete shouldering for his board and being else.
Interim
coordinator?
It's
really not. I think people know that there's no coordinator, so they're on to other,
okay.
Other things. So I checked, you know, and they, it's been empty for a while. So we, I got two today for the weekend.
Who's willing to do the agenda for next time?
You have your hand up, Jessica.
Oh, I do. Can I ask whoever's like doing coordinator tasks right now, I would love it if at least one of you could just answer, why don't you want to be coordinator if you're already doing the tasks? I'm just curious.
Well, I have another job. Mm-hmm. Slightly
more than
full time,
too.
Yeah, I just volunteer for that one purpose just because I'm already checking the email, so I think.
But theoretically, if we can give you more hours and more pay, would you still do it?
Why not?
No, she's
why?
I mean, my job that I have currently is about a 75-hour a week job, so I'm not, and I have other joy that I look for. No, but I'm happy to do the thing because I feel like I can do it.
Well, I've done a lot of stuff. You know, with day times and such. I'm old, and I've done it, you know, I've done it many times, and, you know, it's fine to do temporarily, but there's just a lot of stuff.
So you could be interim coordinator. That's what we're talking about.
No,
just a little bit amount of time, no?
No, I don't want the title.
She's kind of happy to. I think we're happy to do the task, but we're not.
Because people call it about officials.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they call the people.
It's like you get a sign on your back.
You're talking.
Why is that? I'm kind of confused.
Can we do something?
Why?
Because you have that title. You have that. People know that's a label, and they're going to call you up. But if she's just saying, I'm just doing this and just doing that, then all these people are going to be calling them for different things. I think that's what you're saying.
Rose is actually the point of contact, actually.
Anyway.
Well, we don't have any
volunteers. So that explains it, right?
Okay, that's a cookie crumble.
He can't even get a second.
Well, so Josh did second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we had someone.
Somebody else needs to be out to first one.
Why? Thank you.
So if we're looking at, so who's going to do the agenda? If we're looking at the task, then sorry to derail that conversation with my motion, but what are the responsibilities that have to be covered, I guess?
Would you be willing to do the agenda for?
There's a template for it, I can send you.
And there's a motion on the table, it might work.
I move the Flora.
Flora.
I can do the agenda. I can do the agenda.
But I don't. I actually never done it, so I don't know.
Judy?
It seems like it burns people out pretty fast.
Sounds like Judith is volunteering.
I can do it.
I think that the goal is for each member to come out.
I think it's better if member of county out.
Yeah, I agree. Mo's still willing. Who's doing it?
I guess I could agree to it. It would probably give me a perspective on how difficult it is, and then when I commenting on the agenda, I would understand what I'm really asking
for. I think that's a good idea for Fred. I'm going to give you advice.
I'm happy to help work on it with you.
I'll help too if you want to.
But you'll have to deal with all
this. I can't believe this is happening. I'm open to understanding this responsibility better by actually doing it. So I can't believe it.
Yay, Laura.
All right.
Tina volunteered to keep checking the mailbox. She doesn't mind doing that. I don't think we ever assigned any other jobs unless it's ad hoc.
There are things that have come into the email, and I have checked with Mo about certain things that have come in to, in regards to the community.
We had one member of our group that complained that they sent stuff during the storm and it didn't go out.
Oh, is that Rob? Yeah,
exactly. During the storm, huh?
After the storm, really, after the storm.
Most of those were their guys.
Happens now. Are there
people in the community that you could designate, that we could designate, you could make adjustments, you know, like that, that poll, that, you know, that situation. I mean, there was concern about it being, you know, in a dangerous situation. And so it got handled by a few people, but they took some grief from people who had a different opinion. And, you know, it's just hard when you're in that situation to feel confident that you want to do the best you can for the community. But, you know,
we had the situation last time before.
If it's like a life or death emergency, that's one thing, but like once the line wasn't live, it wasn't an emergency any longer. And I do believe that the proper way to go is to contact your rep. And then if money is to be doled out, then I think the rep would contact the president. Am I confused?
The last time we were in this situation, we had a whole list of people to call for things. What happened to that?
We're trying to avoid making decisions without people coming back and saying, I don't think that that was the right decision. I think that's an impossible thing.
Right.
Right. Right. I mean, it is not
right.
You will always be in the community. Like, the person who's complained the most about my forwarded email is my dad.
Can you get a Thompson for you?
But I mean, I'm just saying, just there is. Whatever was decided, that I mean, whatever that process is that you actually done there. It's possible that we just do what without one's in there. We just need to have someone that volunteers to be that person.
Yeah. And so maybe he has to support that person.
Well, yeah. Put that on the October agenda, then maybe we'll think of a way to modify it to look without it.
We'll make them that.
Just talking about like emergencies that come up. I have a lot of knowledge.
But you're
all worth seeing.
And this is the thing emergencies.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I know the people that I can talk to about it as well. So I feel like I can.
Great.
I can't get work.
We have emergencies in NWK, trees coming down and stuff like that. Not everybody has a chainsaw. We usually just community it. You know, yes, I'm repping. Yes, I have a chainsaw, but I would go out there regardless.
Right.
But you're not asking for money from them.
We're still communicating as a community to at least accomplish a goal. So it's not like nobody's in the dark or anything like that.
Right.
Like with the firehouse thing, I think a lot of the fear is just from the expenditure of the money.
Yeah.
It still needs to be fixed. That's ultimately what needs to happen. So I think I understand how that goes. It's just I don't want people to feel afraid to take care of their own community. I don't want that to happen, you know?
I wonder if we appoint Anthony and give him a copy of the protocol so that he follow that protocol for
seconds. For now, until after my
report.
Yeah. Laura, Carol.
So just for 21.
Yes.
Well, I guess the whole thing I said Laura and then Carol coming for.
She just said okay for the motion. But go ahead, Carol.
When there's discussion about after the fact, after someone has done the best that they figured out how to do, and then there is second guessing after that, I think that is a problem. You know, we talk about aiding our leaders. Well, I think we need to trust that people are going to do the best they can and give them the respect that they're not trying to undermine anything. They're trying to do the best they can for the community. And the whole firehouse thing, and I guess the plumber, was more of a gushing water emergency, and the firehouse was a, it wasn't dangerous once they cut the electricity off, but nevertheless, the person who took care of it, and it was done. And it seems to me that once it's done, in good faith, we ought not, I think we ought to say thank you, rather than why don't you do it for something like it. And I also think that when we do get a coordinator, we should afford them the same trust and honor that when they make a decision, when something comes up, that they are doing the best they can, and maybe have a conversation about alternatives, but not blaming them for overstepping their bounds. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm unaware of anybody blaming anybody for doing anything with the firehouse. I think that most everybody in our group was fine with the fact that if something got done, and there were suggestions it could have been done differently. But I don't think there was any blame placed on the person that took any action on it. Because, I mean, they took action on it, and part of the reason we're in this problem is that we don't have a coordinator that could have coordinated with several people before doing it. But I think blame is a sort of strong word here.
Thank you. All right, are
we maybe I didn't touch the words very diplomatically. Just to finish what our group said about the firehouse, we are envisioning that, and I think it's true, that there's a group of people who are working on firehouse issues and what to do, you know, what maybe is the best thing to do with and for the VFD. Once that group has come to either agreement or non-agreement, whatever comes out of that, our group, Space Cadets, believes that the whole community should figure out, do we want the VFD on in our community at MLC, or do we not? If the answer, and I'm sure we'll have to vote, if the answer is yes, we want it in the community, then we need to get behind it, help raise funds, be supportive, and just be like it's a part of us. If the community says, no, we don't want to pay for the electricity anymore, we don't want to have the VFD like in our entryway, then we should say, God, you need to find another home. And then we should figure out something else to do with that building. So for now, we accept what we've got, but for the future, we will have, I suspect it'll be a dichotomy choice, either or, and we're not there yet.
Thank you, Darrell.
That's it. Thank you.
It was only motion, right? We didn't vote on it.
Oh.
I feel like Darrell was the only one that happened.
I thought it was just...
I have one more thing to say, which is sort of a group concern that has to do with the
group concerns.
Wait, just one second. Where
okay.
Are we on the admin item number 3, where we were agreeing that we needed someone to be in kind of the point person for the emergencies that involved some sort of...
Principal.
Yes.
You don't want to know about deaths or...
Yeah.
I tell them all that stuff. Like money would be, community money would need to be spent. Are we in agreement that Angie is going to be that person until our next town council meeting?
Just because this usually comes up, does anybody have concern of that potentially interacting with another member and being seen as, what do we call it? conflict of interest. For example, for the specific firehouse, the person that took care of it, if you had okayed that, that all by itself could have caused a problem, and I don't want that either.
I personally feel like I've been able to keep myself separate from that stuff personally, and then to keep my autonomy in that situation, and I don't think that I've proven in any way that I'm following anybody. So I'm just saying, like, I think I could also handle that understanding that that may happen, and then I would be okay with somebody saying that.
I think the question more is, what also to follow up with that is maybe when it does, if there is an emergency that happens in the next 3 weeks, that there would be, the way it's communicated would have enough clarity to show that there wasn't collusion. What's the word you use?
Nepotism.
Polygrate?
Well, there's no, nepotism generally means
we're not using gain to the person,
which this is all community stuff.
All right, so now we'd like,
Anthony would be the point person, but like, why wouldn't, you know, if it was like a life or death emergency, why wouldn't it just be put on email to town council because we are collective governance and we work together best when we use our collective minds and not just one person. I'm cool with like Andy being the point person, but why wouldn't it go out on an all TC email so that input from people who have experience with various different things to participate in that.
I think we need to see the protocol. Maybe we should just hope there's no emergencies until the next meeting and deal with it when we've got the protocol in front of everybody.
I think the question also was this, trying to avoid making decisions via email.
Yeah.
And that discussion could then lead to, a decision being pushed or, coerced in those emails. And so that, I think, was what we were trying to avoid.
I think that TC knows the difference between a decision and a discussion.
Yeah.
And that if something happens and then Anthony lets us know, and then we have the understanding that we are contributing our expertise, or somebody in our group, like I could contact somebody from Wild West who I know has expertise, and maybe they could, it's just like, why are we, abandoning all the expertise in our community when we have a collective governance model?
This was just for emergency.
So this is like someone comes up to the community center and there's a pipe that burst and there's water gushing. There's not necessarily enough time. I think there was some sort of message that went out that said there's a pipe gushing, and then we needed people to step right in and act. So in a situation like that, I think that's what we're wanting someone to kind of be like, empowered to kind of make a decision about what needs to be done and how the money spending. But
I would totally, I agree with that, but like in the situation we just had, like a live wire is a life or death situation, that's an emergency, no doubt, but like once that wire was not live anymore, it was not a life or death situation, and so then it could have been, please parse out what is actually an emergency and then what is actually not an emergency, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Okay. You said, okay.
Jonathan?
Alternatively, we could just have an interim coordinator and then not have this discussion at all.
Nobody would do that.
Nobody wants to do it.
No.
But we can revisit it on the 24th.
That's why I'm the top.
You stepping up?
I think that Anthony knows enough to ask town council, you know, I have this emergency, this is what I'm planning to do. You know, if you want to object, you got 5 seconds, or well, not 5 seconds, but I mean, you're going to talk to people who know, right? And you're going to inform town council.
If there's enough time for that, though, it's not an emergency, you know, it's just coming out.
Right, that's a good thing, right? If you have enough time to write an email, get feedback.
Sure, that's a good gauge. I think so too.
Okay, great. So let's talk about feedback from the report.
I think we could say that motion passed, right?
There was Wild West wanted to give feedback on report. I said number one. I wrote number one, but that's the coordinator report. There wasn't one.
Must be number two.
Well, why don't you just tell us what report you want to give feedback on? I won't go ahead and mine.
Was it the bookkeeper report?
Flora, did you want to give feedback?
Yes, please. Should we put an announcement in the next day? I see Josh walking away. But that if anyone wants to volunteer to be interim coordinator, maybe somebody wants to try the job on, like should we ask the community if they want to be interim coordinator, not to extend this discussion anymore.
For 3 months.
Okay. I guess, anyway, reports. Number one, coordinator report. Wild West would prefer greater details, which maybe could be in the contract.
There is no coordinator report. There's
in
a coordinator.
On the coordinator's report.
Right. I mean, Wild West feedback is prefer greater details. I guess that nothing.
More than zero?
There
would be more details.
The imaginary coordinator is the imaginary report.
All right, you have a feedback on the road and power line report also?
Yes, but kudos for the fixing. Wild West is very happy about that. And then is there additional work to be done. Is the money for that included in lines B and C? Is there money for what was originally allocated, and do they anticipate more money will be necessary than what was allocated prior? Jeff?
She's asking, does he get for Rob, who did the report, but if you have
I can't speak specifically to the things that he's doing now. I know he's building railings and putting all that stuff on, but I do not believe that that is an additional cost item for anything. Like everything that's been paid, that needed to be paid for, has been paid for.
Does that answer your question?
I think so. And I guess there are... I guess there are some community center report. There are 5 bullet points, which I can go over quickly. One, thank you to Davey for the robot vacuum. And then, can we have a granular accounting of what is being spent, especially since the CC is asking for a budget increase? is the CC turning down volunteers that would reduce costs? Wild West is happy that the CC is being used by community members more than ever before. Please fix the divider door that has been broken since June. And what about fundraisers to eliminate the renting of the CC to outside members? They have been successful before. Check.
Thank you. And then, thanks for that. You had a feedback on the community center report also.
I think I already said it when we talked about the something else, the community center.
Okay. And then, Faris, you had feedback on the road report?
Yes. One neighbor had a question that the road was supposed to be the repair was supposed to be paid for by the power company or tree trimmers to be caused the damage. How are we reducing the cost?
Oh, that's right. We used emergency funds for someone, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was an emergency, but this is kind of more just a person. So I can call the office about it.
Okay.
There was an assumption that the power company,
and tree trimmers,
and COT and Talon were going to pay.
Yeah, when we first had the tree trimming done, a neighbor thought that it was that's their payment.
Can we have actual proof that showed that the culvert was fully extended before they drove over it, and then it was only collapsed after they drove over it? Course of that? People have gone down there.
That would require documentation.
How do you know that? You've gone down and gotten the culvert and looked at it. I mean, just how do you do that?
Yeah, but we
have
AI that creates that for us.
Things flying over the drones.
Okay, so now where are we with October 8th? Do we want to open up our calendar? Do members of town council want to meet and have it be more informal? Two members have requested that they can meet. No, we're not doing that. That's not happening.
Because there are motion on the table still, I move that it be canceled.
Well, woo! Josh already moved and so did Cora, so you can just.
Okay, I heard it.
What?
We just need one more. Anthony? Anthony?
I think it was valuable to have some conversation.
I do too, and I think things have changed a bit. I think it is getting better. We're getting better every day.
Well, then do you want to put it for next month?
Maybe we can follow up with, because I wanted to follow up with you, Cora, about some of the information that you shared with us, just to kind of learn more about how this would look in our conversations, so potentially it's just our own research and our own conversations that we can continue to have.
Can we agree to meet again to talk about communications, but maybe not this month since we've been meeting? I mean, do we think that we don't need to talk anymore about communications with each other? I mean, it seems to me like it would be a good thing if we did.
It definitely hurts. If everyone's fried on meetings, then
maybe do it in November.
I mean, already this meeting feels different than
it does. And it helps to have a circle.
Thank you for the circle.
I'm not sure the table changed. I feel like we all just came with a different mindset. All set of the furniture and the mindset.
Now, why don't we just check in later and see if we can do it? At our next meeting.
All right, Daryl.
Okay, I would love to not meet next Tuesday, but no, I'm not voting to not meet.
What?
I think that we need to meet. I think the other meeting we talked about some agreements that we could come to, and then we didn't come to any agreements. And I think another meeting, like next week, maybe we could come to some agreement for how we, I wish I could put flowers in my language, but I don't know how, could we agree about how we treat each other, how we communicate with the future coordinator, and how we don't communicate with the future coordinator, just some basic agreements about rules of the road about how we what I'm thinking is, I'm hoping we'll have an agreement that we don't go as independent individuals and put our own personal views on the coordinator, that instead we manage to talk among ourselves and come up with a consensus of what to tell the coordinator. That was called.
So I just want to take a moment to kind of reflect on the idea that TC will only be in this format for like 2 more months. So even if we do have a discussion, members are going to change on town council, and we might even have to have this conversation again next year. So looking forward into the next year for such a conversation might be more advantageous if it's still a concern. But I think for right now having the conversation, we only have to get through the last couple months of the year before it changes again.
You're assuming that there are things it'll turn over.
One of the things, Josh, that you have reiterated in conversations is that there needs to be some like basic level of understanding that is like written, right? Like,
well, we
like,
love that.
Right.
Yeah.
But like procedures. And so like this idea would be for someone new coming in, we would be able to say, here's how we have been operating. You know, these are the agreements that we have. And then that's a starting point. And then we say, now we have a couple new members, let's review it and make adjustments. I'm not saying let's do this now, but I'm saying there's value in having some base that we could, you know, build in January if the people are still here. But that, like, here's our basic, and then where do we need to make the adjustment? Instead of, because what we're doing now is we say, oh, that's what we've always done, and this is what we never do, and it kind of feels like when we put that out here.
And we also were going to make agreements, I mean, we started to, about, like, agendas, how we review them and stuff like that. And we had some ideas that we wrote down. We just haven't all agreed to them.
Well, and what's the big change that's coming, besides hopefully adding a coordinator?
Well, the TC reps are going to change out.
Every January.
How many people expect to be here after January? Count out the reps.
That's a lot.
Expect
they're
not
going to
change.
Okay.
Well, it's up to the groups, isn't it? It's not up to the reps.
So. Right. Mm-hmm. I know. You can predict. Just hard to get around.
Also, the new coordinator, it would be wonderful if they were involved. I trust this person, whoever it is, or if they come from our community, I have trust in this person, and they should be a part of how town council moves forward, and this would be one way to welcome them and include them in our operations.
That's true. I don't know what that means. I haven't gone to that chapter.
I think it means you vote on it.
You vote on whether we need
the motion. The motion, whether we're going to meet on whatever it is. October 8th.
That's good. Yeah, be specific. October 8th, motion. Are we meeting on October 8th? I vote to cancel.
Well, the motion is to cancel.
Yes, yeah.
So all in favor of canceling the meeting, say aye.
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 I'd like to make a proposal that we have one more meeting among ourselves to talk about communication before the end of the year. Would anybody second that? Mm-hmm.
They just voted it down.
She said that we voted down the 8th.
Okay,
she
gotcha.
Said between today, the 3rd, and December 31st.
About December 25th.
You made a motion, right?
Yeah, a motion and a second.
there was a motion and a second.
Sometime this year.
Yes.
We're not
going to
meet
on
the 8th, but
we meet on another day. Before the end of the meeting. We have one more meeting before.
All in favor of scheduling another meeting? Aye. Two. All opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Nay. I mean, it doesn't mean we might decide later to have it.
Also,
or schedule tonight.
Kelly and some other neighbors are putting together a kind of disaster preparedness group, and they've met a couple times. I think this might have went out on
Swapo,
but she just wanted me to bring it up.
Are they asking for people to attend?
It's just an announcement that's okay. Happening, and you know, you can contact Davey or
Lisa for a bit too.
Let's see, there's Bob Connors, Kelly, Dave, Julie Rogers, Brian Kelp, Davey, Chris, Bridging, Scott Brown, and James Rudnell.
Good list.
Yeah.
Can I mention that Bob Connors may lead a discussion during the anniversary meeting on what's been discussed at 4 o'clock on Saturday? It's kind of tentative before dinner. So.
Any other concerns?
A couple of minor things. What is one?
Our group concern had to do with the firehouse. That would be really good to have some history and some stories about how the VFC out here started and grew and then maybe declined, and what the hopes are for the future. And I'm not sure when we would do that, but it would be good to have it. History and stories are always good.
Yeah, I thought the storytelling last year was good.
Any other concerns, Laura?
These are really more like announcements. But Ann Hempel is working with Cindy Digby to set a workshop on how do you deal with conflict and how do you want to deal with conflict, specifically for organizations like ours.
Excellent.
Probably going to be December 7th. And Rose is collecting monies toward food for the Edwards.
Rose, remind me.
You don't have any.
Nothing for NWK.
All right. Anniversary planning is the 17th to the 20th. October 17th to 20th is our anniversary. November 1st and 2nd is our Halloween. And just so everybody is aware, I know that things went out too, but we are celebrating the fire ring, which is new. And Tom, is coordinating election day watch. Looks like a party, maybe, or
depends on how it goes, I guess.
Your path is going along the pitch rebuilding.
What's the update on
the vote?
No,
how
we
can get
another. Oh, yeah, the first is the fire ring. Sure, yes.
All right. I move that we adjourn.
Here's second.
All in favor?
Aye.
You're muted for your
mic. I don't
know. Well done, everybody.
Thank you. I'm turning you off, okay?
Let's make it a mess.
Bye, everybody.
That was fun.
How are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I should.
Come in. Yeah. Let's get a circle again.